One person who's going to be at the Braves Padres game, one of our favorite people to be able to talk baseball with. He is Scott Miller. You follow him on Twitter at ScottMillerBBL. Scott, appreciate you taking some time with us today. How are you?
Hey, Matt, real good. How are you?
Doing all right. What's been your general takeaway on this first day and a half of playoff baseball? It's fun to see teams like the Tigers go on this kind of run in advance. It looks like the Royals have a good chance of advancing as well.
Yeah, it does. And it has been fun. I think a couple of the quick takeaways so far, maybe the sun is finally set on the Houston Astros empire. You know, I mean, they've been so good for so long, but they're just not the team they were. And it's interesting because, you know, here the Tigers are. They're the young bucks in October. They've only got one guy, Matt Beerling, on their postseason roster that even has any playoff experience at all. So they went into Houston, which is like built a house on the playoff foundation for the last decade. And the young upstart Tigers take Houston down in Houston. You know, you can kind of see the Tigers' window opening and Houston's closing. The road teams keep winning. The only home team so far to win was San Diego over Atlanta last night. So that just reinforces the, you know, the home field advantage in baseball is not quite as important as it is in football and basketball. If Kansas, another takeaway, if Kansas City does win and hold on to win over Baltimore, I don't think any of us would have had three AL Central playoff teams all in the division series when spring training started.
No, and it has certainly been fun to watch that. Going back to Detroit for just a second, because you talk about that window opening. The window opened after the trade deadline. They were sellers at the deadline, and then they took off. What did you see from them as they found a second gear after, in many ways, they had already said that they didn't think that they were going to be a postseason club this year?
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, I think probably the important distinction there is the front office said they weren't going to be a playoff team by their actions, but A.J. Hinch and his coaching staff and the players never said we're not going to be a playoff team. You know, once they got rid of the veterans like Jack Flaherty, traded them away, you know, they turned the keys over to the kids. And, you know, A.J. Hinch, you know, Hinch and his staff, Joey Cora, et cetera, say what you want about Hinch for the Houston cheating scandal back in 2017, but he's one of the best managers out there. And, you know, he and his staff, you know, they've coached the young players. They taught them. They developed them. And they also mentally coached them. I mean, A.J. asked, you probably saw the clip after the Tigers clinched. After the Tigers clinched, they, A.J. referred to it. He said, hey, I asked you guys back in August, what kind of team do you want to be? And A.J. told the Tigers on the clinch night, I can see now what you wanted to be a playoff team. And, you know, all the young talent they've got there, Torkelson, Riley Green, Cabrera, Matt Beerling, obviously Tarek Skubal is going to win the Cy Young Award. When you've got a building block like him as the foundation of the team, you know, that gives you a good chance in any short series. And, you know, the Tigers are, I think, it's almost like once they traded the veterans away, the kids, they were playing without any pressure, and they excelled, and they took to everything, and they also pitched very, very well. You know, the young pitchers pitched well, and Hinch and his staff handled them well.
You'll watch the Padres and Braves tonight. If the Padres win, they will advance, being they were the only home team to win yesterday. You're talking in St. Louis, where Mike Schilt is a very popular person to this day. Many Cardinals fans wish that he was still the Cardinals manager. What has Schilt done this year with the Padres to allow them to put together a 93-win season? And certainly, they seem like a team that could go on a deep playoff run.
Yeah, you know what? He's been a great fit in San Diego. The players really play for him. And I think what he does is so well. It's not necessarily the in-game X's and O's as it is managing the team in the clubhouse and in batting practice, in all areas, even outside of the game. I mean, he's fine in the game too, but what he's done is, you know, any friction from last year's team, any egos, he's great at team building and getting the players to buy in. And the Padres, that's the biggest difference between this year and last year. But, you know, last year, their then manager, Bob Melvin, he and A.J. Preller clashed. Schilt and Preller are more on the same page. But, you know, Schilt, you know, it's the win every day mantra. It's figure out what we can do to win today. It's keeping a cohesive clubhouse. It's getting the players to buy in. And part of that is setting egos aside and moving runners over and doing a lot of the little things it takes to win. The Padres have done a lot better job with that this year. And, you know, I think overall, you know, whatever. I mean, you know, situational hitting, you know, he's got a team that they've converted into a bunch of contact hitters and line drive hitters, and they don't just rely on the home run. And, you know, some of it's old school baseball, the way that, you know, I mean, he talks a lot about learning the game under George Kissel, and you can see George Kissel's spirit in what Mike Schilt does.
And I don't know how much you've paid attention here over the last few days of what's going on in St. Louis. Obviously, you're busy covering the playoffs, but the announcement was made earlier the week that John Mozeliak is going to spend one more year as the director of baseball operations, and Heim Bloom's been brought in. He's going to oversee a complete redevelopment of the player development system this year before moving in to the big chair next year. The Cardinals have indicated that payroll is going to come back next season. We don't know how much they're going to lower it, but it's going to be lower. Obviously, the TV stuff that was announced today, that's all part of this as well. So just from a view from 50,000 feet, somebody who's been around this game a really long time, Scott, what's your takeaway on these really major changes that are about to occur here in St. Louis?
You know, I've liked John Mozeliak for a long time. I think he's done a really good job over the years. Obviously, the last few years have not gone as well as the Cardinals would have preferred. I think everything you just laid out, everything that's said in St. Louis, I think it all sounds good. I think the talk is good. I'll sit back and see if they can put the talk into action. Heim Bloom did not exactly cover himself in glory in Boston. I know a lot of it was John Henry the ownership didn't want to spend the money anymore. Trading away Mookie Betts, you know, I mean, Heim was the guy that got stuck doing that. It was an organizational thing, and that's going to hurt the Red Sox, I think, for a long time. I mean, you know, especially a homegrown player, you can't keep a guy like that. You know, Bloom, the Red Sox just didn't take off under Bloom. He made several mistakes. We'll see in his second attempt after he takes over for Mozeliak how much he's learned and if he can figure some things out. But I think the jury's out big time on the next few years in St. Louis. I'm not overly impressed. Obviously, what I've said with what Heim's done in Boston, you know, cutting back the payroll is fine. I mean, obviously, the Cardinals, they do need to overhaul their development system and, you know, take a break maybe from spending so much money until they've got good young talent and develop that young talent, and then you're ready to supplement it with free agent key pieces. But I think it's going to take a while.
He is Scott Miller. You follow him on Twitter at Scott Miller BBL. He's one of the best baseball writers you're ever going to come about. Scott, appreciate the time. Enjoy the game tonight and the rest of the playoffs, and hopefully we'll catch up again real soon.
Look forward to it. Enjoy the playoffs. Great time of year right now.
Awesome. Very good. That's Scott Miller joining us here on the program, and we appreciate him taking a moment or so with us.